This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here as we talk about things of interest around Douglas County. And a big topic of discussion is the one we're going to have today. Recently, county commissioners, district attorney, and the sheriff calling for the repeal of Measure 110. We have Sheriff John Hanlon and Commissioner Tim Freeman in with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
So I guess, first of all, Sheriff, talk about what led to the five of you making this call. It's not something that's done all that often.
Well, I'll let Commissioner Freeman address that in more detail, but essentially it just comes down to the fact that we all recognize that ballot measure 110 is a disaster. It's destroying our communities, and it's destroying public safety.
So I think when the ballot measure passed, many of us were very skeptical of what was going on. As a matter of fact, a lot of people voted no in this area on that measure. But ultimately, the entire state voted to try this, what I'll call a social experiment. And we had hoped maybe we were wrong. We were hoping maybe it was going to help with people that are addicted to drugs. And over time, we've seen that, you know, the number of drug overdoses, the number of people addicted to drugs, the number of people that are committing crimes to support their drug habit, and many other measurements have all gotten worse. And now there seems to be a statewide sort of recognition of this being a problem. And even those that, you know, were supportive of the measure, a lot of them are saying, wait a minute, this isn't working. So we're hearing a cry from around the state that, you know, it's time to scrap this idea and do something different. So the timing was just such that, the people that are hurt the most by this are the ones that were trying to be helped, those that are addicted to drugs, and the rest of society is dealing with the lack of accountability for those people that are doing drugs. So it was just the right time.
I know what I hear on the police scanner on a daily basis, but Sheriff, I'm curious, how much has drug use increased in the last couple of years around here?
Well, we've seen a significant, obvious increase in drug use, and I think we all have, really, in the community. If you look around, you know, there's a lot of people that are wandering the streets, some of which are homeless, some of which are not, that are under the influence of some kind of street drug.
And do you have any statistics in terms of drug arrests over the last couple of years?
I don't have any local numbers. I know that, you know, because they decriminalized street drugs, it made it just a violation. We've here in Douglas County, we've written a significant number of citations to individuals for possession that prior to 110 probably would have at least been cited into court, if not arrested and taken to jail. Statewide, those numbers have also increased. However, a very, very small percentage, like only 1% of the individuals that have been cited for possession have actually sought out treatment.
Well, and it seems like, having talked to some of the drug counselors before, that a lot of people, it's kind of a spiral. And if you're addicted to it, you've really got to be given extensive help to be pushed in the other direction. And just the threat of a traffic ticket doesn't really do that.
Yeah, so I think what we've seen, and I mean, for a very long time, and I don't think anybody would argue this, is that generally something has to happen for somebody that's addicted to drugs to decide they no longer want to be addicted. And some of those events, life events, can happen, you know, outside of the criminal justice system. They, you know, their spouse can divorce them, they can lose their kids to DHS, they can get in a car crash, or they can lose their job. You know, all those things are a point in time when people say, hey, it's time to do something different. But the other big sort of category is the criminal justice system. People find themselves sideways with the law. They find themselves in a county jail somewhere saying that this is not what I want to do. And they have a few days of not being on drugs, and they have some time to think, and they decide, hey, I'm gonna get better. and I'm going to go find treatment. And that pipeline to treatment is a really important pipeline. And the idea is to get people better. It's not just to house them in jail. You know, county jails have drug treatment programs in them. Matter of fact, our program is not being utilized to the extent it could be right now because nobody's in jail for possession. The other interesting sort of phenomenon, people think, well, we'll take the money that, you know, we were spending on prison and use it for treatment. But the fact is, very few people, if any, in Oregon were in prison for simple possession of drugs. They were in county jails that have these treatment programs. And again, we've severed that pipeline and we've hurt the very people that need the help the most by not putting them in that position of understanding their decisions and whether actions have consequences. And by not holding them accountable, they're not getting the help they need.
And wasn't that many weeks ago, I think a couple weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, the Douglas Interagency Narcotics Team put out kind of a release of the last 2 months of their work. And it was kind of astounding. I didn't put it in the story we posted, but I started adding up just how many pills and pounds of various substances, and it was off the charts.
Yeah, so fentanyl, for the first time ever, this last 6 months or so, has taken over as the lead drug of choice for drug abusers in Douglas County. And fentanyl, of course, as we all know, is an extremely dangerous, lethal street drug that if you aren't aware of what you're doing or what dose you're getting, it can easily kill you very quickly.
And there's also, and I can't remember the term, maybe you know it, the where it's sort of, I want to say supersized, that's not the right term, but certain types of fentanyl that's even more.
It's carfentanyl, yeah.
Yeah.
So the carfentanyl is the stronger one. And the interesting thing, you'd asked a little bit about statistics earlier. So statistics is, they're being more difficult to get the true numbers. So it used to be when people overdosed on drugs, their only any opportunity to get help was to call 911 and get emergency medical services to show up, or they would, you know, present in the hospital. But they had to seek out medical care. Now a lot of drug users are in possession of Narcan, and so when people overdose and medicate themselves, oftentimes those overdoses don't show up in the statistics. So you have a lot of that going on. And the other statistic that you got to be a little careful looking at, even though we have a tremendous increase in deaths from overdoses, there's a whole lot of deaths that aren't happening because of the Narcan intervention that's keeping people from dying that otherwise would have died from overdose. So the statistics are a little skewed in that a lot of them aren't reported. And again, there would be a lot more deaths without the Narcan that's being used.
Yeah, so one statistic that I found interesting, Kyle, was there's a study, the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, and that survey says that 97.5% of individuals with a substance use disorder who did not receive treatment, which we all know that the majority of the people in this state that are being cited for drug abuse problems aren't getting treatment, they reported that they did not feel they needed it. Without any meaningful intervention, many will likely to continue using those drugs until they die. And that's a frightening statistic. Even if it's only, you know, even if it's exaggerated, it's still a very frightening statistic.
Well, and again, sometimes the information I have is limited, just hearing certain things on the police scanner over the course of a day. But I can remember a few months ago, one day when there were eight, just during the time of the day that I was able to listen to the scanner, I wasn't glued to it, I was doing other things too. There were eight overdoses and four fatalities out of that.
Yeah, overdose calls are on our mobile data computers all day long. Maybe not all day long, but every day we have overdose calls on there. We've seen an increase in overdoses in the jail where people are, you know, hiding drugs on their cell, on their bodies as they're brought into jail, and they're using the drugs while they're, you know, in isolation or in cells. And just the overdose problem statewide has reached epidemic proportions.
Well, and that's not the only crime. I mean, a lot of people talk about, well, you know, what does this hurt? This is people deciding to do what they want to do with their own body. And I understand that argument, except for those people almost always reach a point where they can't sustain their drug habit, and they end up having to steal or do other crimes to do that. And then it affects other people. And, you know, there's more victims to drug abuse than just the abuser. And you know, you talk about the number of overdoses and the number of calls you hear on the scanner. I would contend that an awful lot of the other calls that you're hearing, the crime calls that you're hearing, are also drug related, and that people are needing to somehow support their habits. So I think there's a whole lot of the criminal justice system that's affected by drug use.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. The Interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Shannon Sebastian has State Representative Virgil Osborne and others on your queue this afternoon at 4. Inside Douglas County tomorrow, we'll be talking about the fish food pantry. And Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon, County Commissioner Tim Freeman in right now talking about the call for the repeal of Measure 110. When it comes to treatment for drug users, talk about what help's available and sometimes what help isn't available.
So again, at the county, you know, we have a couple different programs that are aimed at trying to help people get the treatment they need. One is our in-custody drug and alcohol treatment program. And I think when I checked the other day, I think we had 25 slots available and only 5 people taking advantage of those. There was a time when we had a waiting list for people to take advantage of that. And then we also run a specialty court called a drug court. And that is when people get sideways with the law and used to be primarily folks that had multiple possession arrests to the point they might have a crime or other two that would put them in the facing going to prison. You know, when you go to prison, it's for more than a year. In a county jail, it's less than a year. But they would have a chance to go through drug court and avoid that prison sentence. And if they're successful in passing their drug court requirements, the charges would be dropped. So there was this great incentive to get people to have that motivation to seek treatment. And through that, the traditional treatment programs that ADAPT and Compass and other people have would be available for them. And they'd be required, the court would watch and make sure that they are following those requirements, which include, you know, everything from the treatment to getting a job to getting housing and many other aspects of you know, what people consider a normal life. And those drug court programs are amazing. The people that graduate those have come from a place that they were really in a bad spot to being productive members of society. And those programs today, because of Measure 110, are largely not being used, or at least not to the capacity that they're able. Outside of that, there is, you know, treatment available through some of the nonprofits here in Douglas County, and I'd have them speak to their programs. But again, without something to motivate drug users to decide to get treatment, very few are going to seek treatment on their own.
And what you mentioned there, does that also tie into the RSAT program?
That is the RSAT program. That's the in-custody program.
So I think the point to understand here, too, though, is that the voters were sold a bill of goods here, and they were promised that there was going to be more treatment opportunities for people with drug addictions. And the fact of the matter is there isn't. In fact, two of the drug treatment programs that we have that Commissioner Freeman just previously mentioned are less effective because we don't have the ability to enforce drug laws. I guess that's the frustrating thing for me is that the people in favor of 110 and the people that wrote 110 misled us in believing that there was going to be more treatment opportunity, and there isn't.
Well, and it's the false promise of this idea of treatment instead of punishment. And really, it should be treatment as part of punishment. There has to be a component of accountability. And again, a person has to sort of hit rock bottom or make that decision that they want treatment for it to be successful anyway. So we've taken that away, and the very people that were supposed to be helped by Measure 110 are being harmed because of it.
How much of your deputy's days, or I don't, there's probably not a way to calculate a percentage, but how much of this time is being taken up by this issue by your staff?
Well, that's really kind of hard to put your finger on, but I have no doubt that it has greatly increased the amount of time that the staff has to deal with people that are under the influence of recreational, you know, drug use, which is a lot of what we're talking about here. You know, we've got a tremendous increase in the number of people that are suffering from mental health issues and homelessness. And some of those people are people that have drug addictions. But I think it's important to note, though, also that the ballot measure 110, we recognize, didn't create Oregon's homeless issues, and it didn't create, you know, the behavioral health crisis and rampant crime that we're experiencing here in Douglas County or across the state. But it certainly is making things worse.
And I understand the commissioners in a couple of other counties have made a similar call, the sheriff and the DA as well. Do you see this spreading beyond this part of Oregon?
Yeah, certainly. Like I say, I think statewide we're hearing sort of a call for something different. Matter of fact, our Senator David Brock Smith is calling for a special session to address this right now. They're going through that process. All of our legislators from Douglas County have weighed in on this, that something needs to change. But we're hearing from, we'll call it the other side or the more urban part of the state, that they're not happy with the outcomes. The amount of people dying because of drug overdoses increased dramatically in the metropolitan areas, too. So I think there is a statewide sort of bipartisan desire to have something change. You know, what that change might be or what the solution may be is yet to be determined. But absolutely, I think there is a recognition that it's not working. Measure 110, again, like the sheriff said, was promised to be this fix for people that were addicted to drugs, and it's certainly not helping them. It's making it worse. And the whole concept that somehow you're going to divert money from prison to pay for treatment is a false premise also, because, again, there was virtually nobody in state prison for simple possession of drugs. So there's no money to be saved there. In our county jails, we operate them at, we fund them at full capacity. In Douglas County, that's 220 beds. And we're having anywhere from 140 to 160 people in the jails also. There's no cost savings by not having these people in the jail, in the drug treatment programs, getting themselves better. And Measure 110 has caused that lack of accountability. And we're hopeful that it'll get fixed. We'd like to have it overturned.
Sheriff, do you think some people are reluctant to call law enforcement when they see what they think is a drug crime?
I think they are somewhat, yeah. They recognize that, you know, if law enforcement is called, that there's nothing really that we can do as far as dealing with individuals that are in possession. Certainly, they, you know, if they're committing other crimes, which oftentimes they are, then yeah, we can still deal with that, obviously. But as far as just seeing people using along the bike paths and, you know, in the parks and that kind of thing, I think they are somewhat reluctant to call.
And would you suggest that they call anyway?
I would. Absolutely, yes.
Just about out of time. Either of you want to add something in the next 30 seconds?
Well, I'm just appreciative of the sheriff and the district attorney and my fellow commissioners to understand this is a big problem. It's a statewide problem. It's also a problem right here in Douglas County, and the sheriff and the DA and the commissioners are trying to be proactive and say something and try to get a change so things can get better.
All right, Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon, County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.